Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Ready, Steve?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, CLO. Tamia in Richmond writes, my 12-year-old son has a crush on a girl at school, and he asked her out on a date. He asked her mom after school, and then he told me. He wants me to take them to the mall Saturday. Is this cute, or are they too young to be going on dates?
Well, you can stop with the are they too young. He done already asked the mama. The mama done said, yeah. Sure. He got the crush on the girl. Mm-hmm. What you cannot do is get these boys to uncrush. That ain't finna happen.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, he got a crush on this girl. What, you stop liking her? What? That ain't finna happen.
No,
so it's kind of cute if they just go to the mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's if they just go to the mall. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay.
But you know, you raised a good boy. He went over there. He asked the mama.
The mom.
Yeah. Gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman. Look,
so, you know, he's 12. Mm-hmm. I had a crush on girls when I was 12. I've had a crush on girls my entire life. I never went through the I don't like little girl period. I didn't know what to do with them, but I never not liked them.
Okay.
I always knew I wanted one.
How old were you when you went on your first date?
15.
Oh, okay. Where'd you guys go?
Movie.
Aw.
You know, this is back in the day. Where else were we going to go?
Yeah.
We there were no malls.
Movies, skating rink.
When I was 15, there were no malls.
Really?
Yeah.
I was trying to see.
So malls hadn't been invented yet.
So y'all were just going to Sears? That's it?
Dog, all they had was strip malls.
Oh, strip malls.
You know, they had strip malls.
Mall.
Mm-hmm. I don't
or
really
downtown.
Remember. Let me see.
We used to
15.
Go downtown.
Let me see.
J.C. Penney.
Hold on.
Montgomery Ward.
Sears.
Yeah, they had that.
My daddy
I thought it was in the strip mall.
My mom did, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say this. Big malls hadn't been invented yet where you could just go and make that date.
Yeah. Strip mall, mall.
They might have had them. I was not exposed to it.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on to Darwin in Bastrop. Darwin writes, I'm sleeping with the sweetest woman that's the best lover I ever had. She's petite and sweet, but she snores like a 300-pound mountain man. I love everything about her but that. Have you dealt with snoring? Was it a deal breaker? Please help.
No.
From Darwin.
Darwin, please help. No, I ain't never had that one, Darwin. I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is the beat of the sleep. That's all I can tell you. I'm not finna cut her loose, though. She that fine.
The best.
Doing all that, you ain't never
She's
had that
sweet,
before?
The best.
Yeah, well, you ain't never had Snowy before. Hey, push her. Hey, nudge her. Hey, hey, hey. Get over on that side. Get on her side. Get on her stomach. Get away the case. But if she on her back, though, she giving it to you.
So you saying go to sleep before she? Yeah. He said
Oh, either steady nod. Do you just hey? You're snowing. Turn over. You know, make them shift positions. You know.
But is snoring a bad thing though? You don't. It's not.
Yeah. Cool. I guess it is. Buy that Band-Aid that go on their nose, and they got this mouthpiece you can buy too. Mm-hmm. They got a mouthpiece that you can buy and sleep in that helps with snoring.
Okay. But not break up with her.
Go, though. Hell yeah, that's no. Not she a deal doing all that? All the tricks and all that? Hell no.
All right. Yeah.
I just ain't sleeping over there no more. That's all I'm doing. I just ain't sleeping over there. Yeah, try to get on out of here now.
Not the stretch.
Yeah, I got to get on out here and get to work in the morning.
But baby, no.
Now, don't worry about that. I'm going to pop out of here.
No, go. All right, moving on to Rafaela in Middletown. Rafaela writes, my husband has a second phone and he says it's a work phone. I want to believe him, but I feel like he could have told me that he has another phone before I heard it ringing in his pocket. Is he lying? Am I foolish to believe it's just for work?
Well, that's what he said it was for. You know. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no proof that it's nothing else.
Does she need proof, though? Does she need proof?
Yeah. You can't just accuse a man without nothing. The man said it's a work phone. Now, let's find out what kind of work he... If he the mailman, that ain't a work phone. If he deliver Pepsi, saying, that ain't a work phone.
But why didn't he tell her?
Huh?
Why didn't he tell her he had the phone? That's also what she's mad about, because he didn't even tell her. She found out because it was ringing.
They don't work together.
Right, yeah. And the phone got assigned to me. They handed it to me. Why I got to tell you I got it?
Well, why not?
You don't know nothing else about work. You don't know nothing about the tool belt. You don't know nothing else. Why you answering about this phone?
Because it's ringing in your pocket.
That's the problem.
That's what phones are supposed to do. How else do you know somebody on there?
Is he lying? That's what she
wants. Well, here's the lie. If it's a work phone and it rang in his pocket and he didn't answer it, then it's not a work phone.
Right. Okay. Because
you got to answer it if it's a work phone, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if it's ringing and he playing it off, I don't feel like that right now. Then that ain't a work phone.
Okay. I'm upset with him, though.
Why? Why are you upset?
Why is that not on silent? Why is he that stupid?
Because it's a work phone, Tommy.
Okay.
Why would you put your work phone on silent? That's the other comeback I got. Baby, if this wasn't a work phone, why would I not have... I would just put it on silent. Well, why didn't you answer it? Because I didn't hear it in time.
Because you were talking to me, baby. We were having a conversation.
Because, you know, I've had my phone ring in my pocket before, like I had on my workout pants.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't get that thing out of my pocket, man. I just couldn't get my phone out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. And I needed it out, too, and I couldn't get it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But in this case, you think he's lying.
Well, like, I think he's lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if the phone rang and he don't answer, then that ain't work for him.
Right. Okay.
I done had my whole leg vibrating before and swore I was gonna have a seizure. That's what I feel.
It was on silent. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.